This is the Leaders from Around the Globe podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 1: Somalia and President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed. Geography. Somalia, located in the Horn of Africa, is a country with a diverse and challenging geography. Somalia occupies an area of approximately 637,657 square kilometers, making it one of the largest countries in Africa by land area. It is bordered by Ethiopia to the west, Djibouti to the northwest, the Gulf of Aden to the north, the Indian Ocean to the east, and Kenya to the southwest. The landscape of Somalia varies significantly from the arid and semi-arid regions in the north to the more fertile areas in the south. The northern part of the country features the Golis Mountains, which run parallel to the Gulf of Aden, providing some of the most rugged terrain in the region. The central and southern parts of Somalia are characterized by vast plains and plateaus, with the Shabelle and Juba rivers flowing through these areas, making them relatively more fertile and suitable for agriculture. The coastal plain along the Indian Ocean, known as the Benadir Coast, includes the capital city, Mogadishu, and is historically significant for trade and fishing. The climate in Somalia is predominantly hot and dry, with two seasonal monsoons influencing the weather patterns. The GU rains from April to June and the DER rains from October to December are crucial for agriculture, although they can be unpredictable, leading to droughts or floods. Type of government. Somalia's government structure has been tumultuous due to prolonged periods of civil conflict. Officially, Somalia operates under a federal parliamentary republic system. The president of Somalia is both the head of state and government, elected by the federal parliament for a term of 4 years. The federal parliament consists of two chambers, the upper house, representing the federal member states, and the lower house, representing the population. However, the functionality of these institutions has often been compromised by political instability and clan-based conflicts. Since the collapse of the central government in 1991, various forms of governance have emerged, including clan-based governance, regional administrations, and the establishment of the transitional federal government in 2004, which aimed to restore national unity. The current political framework is still evolving, with efforts to strengthen federalism, where regional states have significant autonomy, yet are supposed to work under a unified national government. History. Somalia's history is rich with cultural exchanges, colonial influences, and internal strife. The territory of modern Somalia was historically part of various empires and sultanates, including the Ajuran Empire, which thrived from the 13th to the 17th century. European colonial powers, particularly Italy and Britain, colonized Somalia in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Italian Somaliland and British Somaliland were established, with the former gaining independence in 1960, followed by the latter, leading to the unification of Somalia. Post-independence, Somalia experienced a brief period of democratic governance before a military coup led by General Mohamed Siad Barre in 1969 established a socialist state. Barre's regime was marked by authoritarian rule, economic mismanagement, and the Somali-Ethiopian War over the Ogaden region in 1977-78. The collapse of Barre's government in 1991 led to a civil war, clan warfare, and the fragmentation of the country into various fiefdoms controlled by warlords, militias, and later, Islamist groups like Al-Shabaab. International efforts, including peacekeeping missions by the African Union and the United Nations, have aimed at stabilizing the country, with varying degrees of success. Economy. Somalia's economy has been severely impacted by decades of conflict, yet it shows signs of resilience and potential. The economy is predominantly informal, with livestock, agriculture, and remittances from the Somali diaspora playing significant roles. Livestock exports, particularly to the Arabian Peninsula, are a major source of income. Agriculture, despite the challenges posed by climate variability, remains crucial, with bananas, sorghum, and maize being key crops. Fishing along the extensive coastline also contributes to the economy, although piracy has been a significant issue affecting maritime activities. Remittances from Somalis living abroad are a lifeline for many families, often exceeding foreign aid and investment in terms of financial inflow. The lack of a formal banking system has led to the growth of mobile money services like Hormuz Telecom's EVC Plus, which has become a backbone for financial transactions in the absence of traditional banking. Recent years have seen efforts towards economic recovery, with international aid focusing on infrastructure, governance, and economic reforms to foster a more stable environment for business and investment. Society and politics. Somali society is deeply rooted in clan structures, which significantly influence politics and social interactions. Clan affiliations are central to Somali identity, with major clans like the Darod, Haye, Isak, Dur, and Rahanwane playing pivotal roles in politics, conflict, and peace processes. The political landscape is characterized by a blend of traditional clan-based governance and attempts at modern state-building. This dual system often leads to tensions between clan elders and elected officials. Islam is the predominant religion, influencing both social norms and legal systems, with Sharia law playing a role in the legal framework, especially in regions controlled by Islamist groups. Women in Somalia face numerous challenges, including limited access to education and political participation, although there are movements towards greater gender equality, particularly in urban areas. The youth, making up a significant portion of the population, are both a challenge and an opportunity for Somalia's future, with high unemployment rates fueling migration or involvement in conflict. Political stability remains elusive, with ongoing conflicts between the federal government, regional states, and non-state actors like Al-Shabaab, which continues to challenge the government's authority and control over the country. Biography of President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed. Early life and education. Hassan Sheikh Mohamed was born on November 29, 1955, in Jalalaksi, a town in the Hirin region of central Somalia. He grew up in a period marked by political turbulence and the eventual collapse of the Somali state in the early 1990s. His early education was in local schools, where he developed a keen interest in social sciences and politics. After completing his secondary education, Mohamed moved to Mogadishu to pursue higher education. He earned a bachelor's degree in technical education from the Somali National University. Following his undergraduate studies, Mohamed traveled abroad for further education, obtaining a master's degree in technical education from Bhopal University in India. Early career. Upon returning to Somalia, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed engaged in various educational roles, focusing on technical education and vocational training. He worked as a teacher and later as a lecturer, contributing significantly to the development of educational curricula in Somalia. His career took a turn towards civil society when he co-founded the Peace and Development Party, aiming to foster peace and development in a country ravaged by civil war. Mohamed's involvement in civil society organizations was not just limited to education. He also played a pivotal role in peace-building initiatives, working with local and international NGOs to mediate conflicts and promote reconciliation. Election history. Hassan Sheikh Mohamed's political career escalated when he entered the presidential race in 2012. His campaign was built on a platform of unity, anti-corruption, and rebuilding the nation. He won the election on September 10, 2012, becoming the president of Somalia, marking the first peaceful transfer of power in the country in over four decades. His presidency was characterized by efforts to stabilize the country, combat terrorism, and restore governmental functions. In 2017, Mohamed lost his re-election bid to Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, known as Farmajo, but remained active in politics. He made a political comeback in the 2022 elections, where he was again elected as president, defeating the incumbent in a closely contested election. Political stances. Hassan Sheikh Mohamed has consistently advocated for a federal system in Somalia, believing it to be the best structure for managing the country's diverse clans and regions. He has been vocal about the need for anti-corruption measures, often citing corruption as one of the root causes of Somalia's instability. His approach to security involves a strong stance against Al-Shabaab, the militant group that has plagued Somalia for years. Mohamed supports international cooperation, particularly with neighboring countries and global powers, to address security issues and economic development. He has also emphasized the importance of education and youth empowerment as critical for long-term peace and development. On the international stage, Mohamed has worked to restore Somalia's diplomatic relations, seeking recognition and support for rebuilding efforts. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.